And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And yes, that was the theme from Rocky, because we have a rock star in the studio. And of course, Journey Reeves, welcome back. The show every first Monday from 3 to 4. We call you the fitness guru.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
This again. Is, oh yes, every first Monday. And you have some guests that look younger than they are, but they're not. But you must keep them in great shape, because you are the fitness guru.
Yes, these are poster children for healthy, fit teenage children, young adults. I kind of consider them young adults.
Yeah.
They act and behave like young adults, so they get that.
Yeah, they are
moniker.
So, look, they're so polite here. They're sitting.
Super smart, too.
They're waving. So. The camera's actually over there. You can wave to the camera. So we have Tracy and Derek.
Yes, my daughter Tracy, who is finishing up her senior year at Desert Mountain, and she is going to Northern Arizona University, I believe, is what we have decided next year for pre-physical therapy. So
nice.
She's following in her mama's footsteps, which
wow.
is so beautiful. And then her boyfriend, Derek Abraham, who is like a member of the family, and
yeah.
he is a communications major.
Really? Where?
I go to NAU as well, but I go to Glendale Community College. But I'm enrolled at NAU.
Uh-oh, we want to keep you in Glendale.
It's a
so you're both not there at the same time?
Yeah,
okay,
no.
just
something
kidding.
Something like that,
just
yeah.
Am I teasing, or maybe this is serious?
There might be a little something to that.
Okay, all right, so we are going to call NAU. This is a surprise, and you're going to stay at Glendale. Okay, I'm just kidding. Just
That's
teasing.
Fine with me.
I don't have the power. No, really, they look like a cute couple, actually.
Aren't they the cutest? They
wow,
are.
Oh, you are
Thank
so...
Thank you.
Yes, look at that. That's incredible.
I'm
NAU.
A proud mama. They cause
yeah.
me no troubles at all. So.
Well, that is so cool. You know, NAU, by the way, there's a great restaurant where all the music, a lot of the music people will sing at, called Black Bart's. Have you ever been there?
I've heard of it. I've never been there, though.
It's very cool. They sing, you eat, and all the waiters, waitresses sing as you eat. It's a really cool place. You haven't? All
if
right.
they're good singers, are they good singers?
Yeah.
Like,
they're
enjoyable.
The music majors at NAU.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Yeah, it's really good. So anyway, I expect
Check it out, kids.
Yeah.
yeah.
Derek, take Tracy, buy her steak dinner. Okay. Anyway, so this is Mind Your Body, and there's a reason it's called Mind Your Body, because you are the fitness guru, and you're really more than a personal trainer. Wouldn't you describe yourself way beyond that?
Yeah, you know, there's a personal trainer doesn't encompass exactly everything I do. Do I do personal training? Yes. Is it
yeah.
all I do? No, it's actually a pretty small part these days. It's only about 10% of what I'm doing. I do a lot more health education than I do anything else right now. So
wow. So how do you do that? The health education piece, is it like personal consulting? Is that
mm-hmm.
part? Is that what it is?
Yep. Sometimes it's just sitting down and designing people's diet and exercise programs for them. And you know, not just going through the motions with them, but actually educating them on the who, what, where, when, and why of it. And then I also work on a contract for Cigna. So I do their health fairs, and I sit down and health coach there. And then I get on the radio every once in a while, and I educate there. And
wow, you're
I teach
everywhere.
At Grand Canyon. Yeah.
Oh, Grand Canyon, too.
GCU.
Wow, that is, so you love teaching.
I do. I've been a teacher from day one. I taught group exercise, finally retired from that a couple years ago, but taught group exercise for almost 30 years. So
oh, wow.
Back in the day,
and you're very articulate, so you are a great teacher. There's no question. So tell us a little bit more about, when you have a specialized program, diet and exercise, I mean, first of all, what does that entail? I mean, obviously people have to call you, and then you're going to work with them on and customize it, I suspect, what's going to meet their needs.
Yep. So we sit, you know, we start with a sit down, and it's just like you and I sitting here talking right now. I need to establish a relationship with that person. So I take a medical history. That's first thing I need to do is I need to get as much background as possible, not only what conditions they might have right now, and that's everything from skeletal injuries to, you know, metabolic disease, which we're going to talk about today, but also what their history is like, too. If I have somebody, I'm trying to get them to lose weight, but they've lost weight like 7 or 8 times before, I know that the way I design their program is going to be very different from somebody who's just gained a couple pounds and needs to lose it again. So it's very individualized. There are no two plans that are the same. And then if I get to a point where it's beyond my scope of what I understand, then that's where I send him to our guest today, Susan, for the nutrition end of things, because I will only take it so far, and then I'll send it to the genius that has taught me everything I know.
Really? So how long have you known Susan?
I have known Susan. Here's a great story on how I met Susan, because I was the fitness director at a place called Naperville Olympic Health Club in Naperville, Illinois, in the early 90s, okay? And my boss said, we want to bring a supplement company in and make money. Basically, he wanted to generate revenue through supplement sales. But as a fitness professional at the time, I knew nothing about nutrition, and I knew enough to tell people to eat their vegetables, and that was pretty much it, right? And it was back in the days where, we left that to the registered dietitian to do that sort of thing. So I didn't know what to do. And my girlfriend said, well, I just went to this presentation on this girl, Susan, and she's just amazing. You're going to love her. So I called her and I left her a voicemail that went something like, hi, my name is Journey Paulson, and I'm a fitness professional over at Neighbor Olympic, and I'm supposed to put together a supplement company, and I have no freaking idea what I'm doing. Could you please give me a call back? And she called. I felt like I needed a degree in biochemistry to understand what these reps were showing me, because everybody wants me to sell their product, and I don't know a good product from a bad product.
Right.
So she was instrumental, and this is back when I was pregnant with Tracy, so that's how far back we go.
Oh, my.
Yep, 18 years. And, she was just great about explaining everything, and she's just so smart. And, she helped me pick the right supplements, and then she came on as the dietitian. We've been friends ever since. And
that's amazing.
I go running to her every time I have a question.
Wow, and she's all the way in Illinois still.
She is. She's still in the Chicago area, yeah.
So, in other words, you have the good weather, she has the...
The Chicago weather.
Yeah, there we go. That is the Chicago. She has the Chicago Blackhawks. We have the Phoenix
Coyotes.
Well, see? Well, now we're talking sports.
Yeah, we were at Suns game yesterday.
You were?
That
How was
really
it?
Fun.
Who'd they play?
It was great. They played the Kings. We won.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Very cool.
It was a good game,
Steve
too.
Nash? He did good?
Yep.
Oh,
of
wow.
Of course. Doesn't he always?
Yeah,
like, has
he's
ever
amazing.
Had a bad game?
Yeah, not really. Will he be traded is the question.
No.
Oh, good. What do you guys say? Any commentary?
I hope not.
Yeah, probably not. The odds are we have two sports shows a week, and we don't think he'll be traded. March 15th is the trade deadline for the NBA.
Oh,
so
dear.
We'll see. All right, but
he's
a good representative, though.
Oh, totally.
Phenomenal.
Great guy.
Wow. We should get him on the show.
Let's do it.
Think about that.
Those connections.
See, that'd be cool, because he's got to be big in nutrition, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how big he is in nutrition, but I do know where he works out.
Ooh, where?
So,
or can we say?
I don't know. Can we say?
Yeah. Well,
last I heard, he was doing some working out.
Yeah.
Doing some boxing.
Boxing?
That's what I'll say.
Really?
So, yes.
Boxing?
And my girlfriend almost fell over the first time she saw him, and it took her like 3 weeks to actually get up the nerve to go say hi. And,
and
of course
she did?
It was really, yeah.
And what happened?
He was lovely, of
a
course.
A left hook or a right hook? Okay, that's working out.
She's a pretty tough chick. I'm not sure you want to go up against her, but love you, Gwen.
Wow. Well, if she needs a bodyguard, we can always get who? Tony Mandarich.
Tony Mandarich.
How's Tony doing? He was so good when he was on the show.
He's doing great. He's doing great. I think he's back in the gym. I just saw that.
That is very cool.
Yeah, he's getting healthy again.
That is cool. So why don't we give out your number? We'll give it out periodically during the show, because this is really important, and especially people should, you're rare. I think you're a rare, unique individual. You have so much knowledge, and what really strikes me is your passion to help people, and you just have a love for being the best you can.
Yeah, you don't stay in this business unless you love it. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
You're not doing it for the money.
No.
I have nothing to show for it, but I absolutely love it.
Which
and
is important.
I can't imagine doing anything else. I've actually tried doing other things, and I...
You always go back to helping people. So what is your number so people get in touch with you?
480-370-7768.
Wow, 480-370-7768. And ask
Sweet.
For Journey. That's a great name, Journey.
Because
you've been on a great journey.
It's one of those names you hate as a kid, and then finally you're
really?
Like,
I think it's unique. Right. I don't think I've seen it actually spelled that way. And I see...
Nope, I was the first. Got her.
Oh, good. So we... why don't we take a quick break right now? When we come back, we'll have your special guest on the phone and have some really good... discussion about health and nutrition.
Yay.
And what people need to know. There's your theme song, Rocky. Did you see all the Rocky movies?
You know what? I think I saw two.
Probably
I think
the best
I saw the first
two.
One and the third one. Whatever
the
Russian
ones.
Guy was, that was a good
one. Oh, that big tall
guy. Was that three or four?
I think that was like four.
I don't know.
I think that they're up to 72 right now. He's the grandpa Rocky these days. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birenbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Mind Your Body, starring Journey Reeves, a fitness guru. I love saying that. Fitness guru. It fits you so beautifully, though.
Well, it's, you know, I used to get called Yoda a lot. And I
Yoda?
Thought, that's that one. I don't want to be short and green.
No.
So.
No, you're not a Yoda. You're a fitness guru, the master of all masters.
Oh, my goodness.
But speaking of masters of all masters, you have a great guest today, Susan Allen, all the way from Illinois.
Yeah.
Susan, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Dave Isaac, the host. And, of course, you know the star, Journey Reeves.
Hi, yes, Susan. Thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on. How's the weather?
Probably not as nice as where you are.
Nope.
But the sun is shining, so that's all that matters.
You know what? At the end of the day, in a winter day, it's all about the sunshine.
The sun is shining, reflecting off the snow and the ice. No, it's not that cold, is it?
You know what? It's a little chilly today. We're going to have 60 tomorrow, though, and not too much snow in Chicago this year. We're lucky.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yet. Mm-hmm. It's early. We've had snow in May before.
No.
Uh-oh.
Bite your tongue.
Okay, so you want to give, Susan, you want to give us your background and tell us what makes you really who you are?
Well, sure. I'd be glad to fill you in. I am a registered dietitian by training and certified clinical nutritionist. Additional training above the standard sort of stuff, which has me in school for many years to finally come out the person who knows a little bit more than the next guy about nutrition. But also my additional training is teaching me a lot more about integrative medicine approach, or what they might call a more holistic or functional medicine approach, which means I'll be the one who helps people use nutrition as much more of an adjuvant to their health condition or health care and treatment of chronic disease. And we see that nutrition plays a critical role in the treatment. It's often underestimated in traditional medicine circles, but can have an actual powerful role in the management of chronic disease.
So give us a typical example of somebody you worked with today, if you could just sort of, like, you know, John Doe came in and what's he struggling with?
Well, you know, in my 20 years of practice, I think I've seen it just about all, but clearly there's a lot more chronic disease nowadays than there ever was. For instance, for all of what we think we've done to prevent cancers, especially, you know, breast cancers and such, and heart disease and diabetes in this country, the incidence just keeps rising, up and up and up. For all that we think we're on board with the calcium message, we still see osteoporosis prevalent all over the place. We're seeing a lot more people with attention deficit and hyperactivity disorders than we ever did. Allergies, especially to wheat and dairy, seem to be off the charts, where that wasn't on anybody's radar way back when. A lot more conditions of I just call it overstressed society, where it's just chronic fatigue, barely making it through, lots of sleep disorders, things like that.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think you could get a PhD on any of these things that she just threw out there.
Well, of course, so obesity is behind it all. You know, it's like, whoa, for all the dieting we've been doing all these years, what sort of mark have we made there? Almost none.
I think you said it once a long time ago, and I'll always remember your voice in my ear saying that it's just one person after another who's dieted themselves fat.
There you go.
I believe that was your verbiage, Susan, and it was a while ago, but I'm pretty sure that's exactly what you said. And I've carried that with me for years, where it's just, you know, when I'm working with somebody who has been on severe calorie restriction for, you know, on and off for years, and the struggle, you know, that's why you're always getting my phone calls, because I'm like, what do I do? Because they really just shoot themselves in the foot.
Now, Susan, you mentioned so many things are on the rise, which is interesting as medicine makes more innovative discoveries and all these type of things. It's interesting, it's on the rise. What part does stress play? Because it seems like society is becoming more and more stressed these days.
Oh, huge piece, huge component of basically any chronic health condition. You name it, there's a stress component to it, because let's face it, stress has your body in this alarm bell mode, sort of sometimes overtly shown on the outside, but sometimes not. So many of us handle our stress at least to the point where we can still make it through our day. We go to work, we do our jobs, we come home, we cook dinner, we play mom and dad, and so we call it okay. We say, I can handle my stress. But on the inside, what's happening is the stress is increasing. A lot of these silent markers that one day you wake up with a slap in the face from. And stress it changes hormonal balance. It changes inflammation in the body, makes it a lot more likely, reduces the immunity, reduces strength of the immune system in general, can wear away the mucosal linings in the body, which basically your largest mucosal lining is the digestive tract lining. Now people have a lot more digestive disorders, and not anything, again, that they can't live with. You see, what do you see? You see a lot of bloating and heartburn and stuff we think we can live with, and we got a whole aisle in the drugstore of remedies that help us, but we don't realize that those are all signs of something that's deeper that's going on. And again, a lot of times this is silent until it comes and slaps you in the face one day. Stress is a huge part of things.
Now, let me ask you another question. Does it make sense if you just did nutrition stuff but didn't control the stress? Does that sort of offset each other?
Well, there's the problem is it comes together. If you're not controlling the stress, there's only so much you can do in other fronts. You can help the stress response through nutrition. For instance, magnesium is a huge stress nutrient. Your B vitamins and magnesium are used up in droves when you're in a chronic stress state. And so the problem is people aren't really realizing that's happening, and if they're not taking an additional bit of magnesium over and above their diet, then they usually start to get a deficiency, and this can add up. Eventually, your stress is going to win. And if you do know about these vitamins and you do compensate, you're going to have that much better of a chance. And you can live with some amount of stress and manage it well, but things like these very key nutrients and exercise and the right amount of sleep, if you don't have those things in place, stress is going to get you.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, in my and I think Susan will probably agree with this, is that stress is going to attack the weakest system first. So for some people, that's their digestive system. For some people, that's their lower back. For some people, for me, it's my it's my muscular system in my upper in my thoracic area. So it's everybody responds. We talked about the definition of stress last time. I don't know if you remember that, Dave, but just for everybody who's listening, you know, stress is defined as a physiological response to a perceived stress. Okay. So whether you're being chased by an elephant or about to be hit by a car or just broke up with your long-term significant other, the body's handling it the exact same way, which is that hormonal imbalance that she was talking about earlier. So it changed, you know, we walk around, I would say, what do you think the percentage is, Susan, of people that are walking around with like not non-managed stress related symptoms?
Oh, 90%.
90%. Okay, I was going to say 90%, but I didn't want to seem dramatic. I mean, the lifestyle that we lead right now. And then, Susan, if you could talk a little bit about adrenal fatigue and just talk to people about what that is and what that means, because that's going to start being a hot topic.
Yeah, your adrenal glands are that's the glandular system that helps you manage your stress. It's like your master coordinator, if you will. So when the adrenals are stressed, and this can be outside stress, you know, your boss is giving you grief, or inside stress, which can be a whole host of all these different, you know, muscle issues or digestive issues, as you say, or hormonal imbalances or what have you, food allergies. They all add up to whatever stress that the adrenal system has to have you try to get on with your day despite the stresses. And so the adrenal system can very easily become taxed over time. Cortisol is the master hormone that's released by the adrenal glands, and cortisol is your master regulator for metabolism. So this is why we see people who very easily gain weight and have other biomarkers thrown off when they're under chronic stress. And they even can be eating, you know, not always the greatest diet, but they can be trying and it still doesn't work. They can be exercising and it still doesn't work. They're the ones who don't see the response that they're thinking that they should see. So the adrenal gland is your master hormone regulator, blood sugar regulator, metabolism regulator, sleep-wake cycle regulator, you name it, the adrenals are in charge. And when the adrenals go down, thyroid goes down, and eventually a whole lot can go down.
And we're just seeing more and more of it. We're just, you know, and this is Susan seeing more and more people every day. And now our biggest killer, which has been heart disease for, I don't know, since I started in this business 30 years ago, heart disease is still the number one killer. But it's happening at earlier and earlier ages. So now we're having drop dead, sudden death heart attacks in the early 40s. And that used to be the rarity, and that is now the reality. And, you know, you've got kids these days where I brought the teenagers in today, Susan. I don't know if you heard that or not, but Tracy and Derek are here. But, you know, there are kids who are eating whatever, and they're not sleeping, and they have a ton of expectations on them. So this is happening earlier and earlier in life, and it's increasing.
Well, they're not exercising.
Yeah, and they're not exercising.
Right. And you're right. And I've got 9-year-olds with high cholesterol that are getting prescribed statin drugs.
9-year-olds.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Nine-year-olds. It really is. More and more type 2 diabetics, which is supposed to be called adult onset diabetes. They don't even call it adult onset anymore because there's too many young ones coming in with it now.
That is just unbelievable. Now, let me ask you this, Susan. Is part of your program teaching people how to handle stress?
Oh, absolutely.
And what are some of the tips you can give people? I mean, that, you know, at least to be aware of, you know, there might be certain techniques that may not be best suited for the radio, but what are some of the tips? Because I agree, I mean, stress has got to be huge, and I think it's only going to get worse. I think people are reacting to things that they believe they have no control over, and but there's certain ways people can handle stress, and how do you teach people that?
Well, there's all sorts of things. What I think it requires is the awareness piece that says, I'm going to make this a priority in my day every day. So, you know, it's going to be the obvious things like exercise is a de-stressor. And for some people, it's a stress to get up and exercise. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to feel so much better afterwards. Meditation. And that, you know, for some people, I don't know how to meditate. They have guided meditation tapes. It can be easy. You start with 5 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be anything that takes up too much time. It's easy to read about. It's easy to learn about. Groups, therapy. It could be just getting involved with people, becoming social, where you're always around friends, you're around people, you're laughing, you're finding joy, you're purposely going out and finding those things you can have gratitude for or joy for, or you're with people and you're having fun. That could be dancing, it can be whatever. As long as it's not going out for a big fatty meal and a bunch of cocktails, you're good. we tell especially women, try to escape the do-it-all syndrome. You know, I'm a mom, I'm worker, I'm the PTA director, I do this, I do that, and the next thing you know, they don't do a thing for themselves.
Yes. See, so much easier said than done, too.
Wow, well, I know.
Right, Susan?
Don't I know. I'm a mom of three. But, you know, at some point in time, you have to find the balance. You have to say, wait a minute, this isn't worth my health, and I want to be taking care of myself as much as I am taking care of others. Lots of pressure out there, especially in this day's economy. You know, there's a lot of downsizing. People have to do more at their jobs, and we say, wait a minute, at some point in time, you can only do so much. These 12-hour days are killing people, and most importantly, my goodness me, rest, and more rest, and get yourself a good night's sleep at night, and if you're not getting enough sleep or good quality sleep, get some help with that, and hopefully in a non-drug sort of way, because that's going to give you a lot more to go with the next day.
Can I just say how much I love Susan, because I love her, and she knows I love her. But I, last year, a little over a year ago, I went and visited her because I needed to go home and surround myself with people that I love, and I was in probably a severe state of adrenal fatigue. I just had a very, very tough couple years, and then I stopped sleeping. And so, do you remember this, Susan? And
yeah,
I didn't
absolutely sleep
from like October to December. And
you didn't sleep for 3 months?
I didn't sleep for 3 months, not more than 1 or 2 hours a night. And it was awful. I mean,
she didn't even look like it, but still.
I didn't think. I mean, I was to the point where I wasn't even safe driving a car.
Wow.
I mean, it was bad, and I was desperate. And of course, I'm like, Susan will have the answer. And sure enough, I went to Susan's house, and she gave me Cavanase, which, I, you know, you gotta have a professional do that. So I'm not saying everybody run out and call. It's called Cavanase.
Oh,
it's called Cavanase. It's a GABA precursor. GABA is a brain chemical that we have, that we make, that helps us stay in a nice deep sleep. It helps us relax.
I thought you said caviar.
It's a nice, safe, natural amino acid precursor. So it's quite nice, and it worked beautifully for you, didn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I slept for the first time. I was sleeping at her house, and I slept for the first time in 3 months, and I have slept fine ever since. And I'm telling you what, if I had continued to go in the direction that I was going, I would have burnt out. I would have. I don't know what would have gone, what system would have gone, but it would have brought me down. And I got too much responsibility.
Oh,
I got too much stuff to do. I don't have time to
get sick. It's a do-it-all syndrome.
Yep.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a quick break, and Susan, we'll be right back with you. This is very enlightening. I think it's exactly what society needs, people of society, because from my perspective, I'm sure from Journey and Susan, your perspective, it's just happening all over society, people having issues with stress. I think divorce, I think lifestyle changes, finance, they all enter into the stress syndrome, we'll call it. And Susan Allen will be right back after this break.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Mind Your Body, starring Journey Reeves, fitness guru Journey Reeves. Every first Monday from 3 to 4, we have special guests calling all the way from Illinois. Susan Allen, certified clinical nutritionist. This has been fascinating. And Susan, I have a question, and then we'll get into some metabolic information. Let me ask you this. You know, you hear it about this all the time, where people are under stress, anxiety, depression, some type of stress-induced situations, and they go on medication. Is that wise to go on medication, or is there some mental processes you can use to do the same thing versus going on some type of drugs?
Ooh, that's a juicy topic. Well, okay, so, you know, this is my opinion, of course, but I think that we have access to so many drugs in this particular class these days that nowadays it's almost expected to not have to deal with your stress. Just go, and the minute you say I'm overstressed or anxious or depressed to the doctor, you're getting a prescription. Here, try this, to the point where, you know, we even lose the art of coping skills and solution problem solving that we once all had quite nicely, even a couple of decades ago. So, you know, are we that much overworked and overstressed these days that we need this class of drugs now that didn't even exist back in the 40s and 50s? I mean, we had plenty of stress back then too, if you really look at it. But so that takes us to the topic at hand is, do we need the medicine or not? Well, I think there's a lot of people who would be well served to try a natural route first. However, you know, certainly if anyone's on any medication, they would never want to just take over the management themselves. You never want to stop one of those type of medications on your own, ever, ever, ever. But certainly, it's not wrong to go reevaluate it every now and then. I see patients coming into me all the time who've been on a certain medication for years, and I'll say, you know, did you ever try going off of it? Well, no, nobody ever said I could. You know, something like that. Or people try to get off of it, only they don't have anything going on to help them naturally, and so it's a failed attempt. So there are plenty of, besides all the stress reduction techniques that we talked about, and having a much better diet to help support the body, additional nutrients through multivitamins, et cetera, that one might need because of the additional stress demands. There are natural things that can, sometimes herbs, sometimes natural amino acid precursors that can help balance out, say, a low serotonin, another brain chemical that's low a lot in depression and anxiety. And all we need to do is just get a particular very natural amino acid in there in small amounts, followed closely by a qualified healthcare practitioner, and voila, you're feeling a little bit better without all the medication side effects. Obviously, there will be a time when some medications are needed, but frankly, the latest research is saying that a lot of these medications aren't necessarily doing what we think they are.
Yeah, and you know, I've said for a couple years now that, that as I get more public with what I do, Susan, that the pharmaceutical companies are going to hate me every single time I open my mouth because...
Oh, yeah.
And Dave and I talked about it last month that the pharmaceutical companies are one of the number one lobbyists in Washington right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's big money that, that you know, is... You know, we're starting to see from the insurance end of things, insurance companies are starting to look at how can we prevent these people from going on medicines in the first place because it's costing them so much money.
Mm-hmm.
And the you know, now there's, like we said, there's so many you know, so many drugs within just one particular classification that it's like a candy store. And the doctors, you know, the doctor's job is to treat sickness, not prevent it. So they're coming, you know, the Western medical practitioner is designed to treat a problem with medicine. That's what they do. So that's the easiest way. They've got, you know, X amount of patients that they've got to meet in any one day, and they just, that prescription pad is just on fire all day long. Where I want Susan to go right now is what is that doing to the internal workings of the body to enter prescription? Because what I'm having is when I do a medical history on someone, they don't have enough room on the paper to write down all the drugs they're taking.
Yeah, well, you know, I can I see that a lot as well. And unfortunately, for this set of class of drugs especially, they're really not taking care of the root problem. And the root problem, you know, can be an inherent imbalance in neurochemistry, in brain chemistry. And sometimes that's genetically driven, and sometimes it's really just something that's brought on by years of stress that you just aren't managing well and poor diet, lack of exercise and such. But here's the problem we see is these drugs will help the body hold the message of the neurotransmitter. In other words, say your serotonin's low, you're depressed, you're a little anxious. So the drugs that help modulate the serotonin levels will hold the message of serotonin there longer, and so you feel better, at least temporarily, until your body says, hey, this is a good thing. I think I'm going to make some more serotonin receptors. Next thing you know, you need even more serotonin. And instead of saying, whoops, maybe there's another way, the doctor says, oh, well, let's add this drug now. And now you're on two drugs in order to get the same effect, or you're on double the dose of the previous drug that you had. And in fact, here's the problem with all that is that drug never addressed how much serotonin you had in the first place. All it did was use what you had. What if you never had enough, or what if you lately haven't had enough? Nothing in the drug category is affecting that. So when you address it in a more natural, holistic way, you're actually addressing the amount of serotonin that you can bring to the table in the first place, just the way the body wants it to be, just the way you were born, and just the way it works the best.
So are you saying some of these drugs really are creating some type of dependency on the drug itself?
Absolutely. I see it all the time where, again, it works for a while, maybe even, you know, a while can be a couple of years, and all of a sudden it just doesn't seem to be working as well anymore. And the next thing you know, it's polypharmacy. One drug is raised up, and then the next drug is brought in, and here, let's flip to that one, and oh, now we can add in that one. I mean, it really gets out of hand sometimes. My best case scenario that I've ever had here at our clinic in Park Ridge is... six different drugs. One woman came in, young, relatively young girl, in late 20s, came in on six different psychotropic medicines. And it took us a year, but within a year, with proper medical supervision, we were able to get her off of all six drugs. She never felt better. She has more energy than ever. She is on some natural things that will help support the proper amount of neurochemistry that she has. She's on a fair amount of vitamins and minerals, and of course this amazing diet, and she's exercising now. She is a new woman. It's really something.
And thank God we got it now. I mean, she could have gone another 10, 15 years.
Oh, she was miserable. She was miserable.
The crazy mom who drowns her children because she couldn't manage her stress.
Well, there's the sad thing is here's a woman in that state who was, you know, I want to get pregnant. And actually that was her motivation, is because she wants to get pregnant, she wants to have kids, and she knew that she was not in a good place, even with six different medications to try to address it. As a matter of fact, the medications just started interacting with each other, and they even made it worse in the end.
Yeah, and when we start talking about them, we're going to talk about the metabolic stuff in just a second and talk about the interactions of the drugs there, because you can have somebody who has, you know, four or five markers for metabolic syndrome, and they're being medicated for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, again, it's just like compounding the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're talking about stress and anxiety, or you're talking about, which is almost always closely related to the metabolic problems that we're facing in this country today, because people don't die of stress and anxiety. They die from the physical manifestations of stress and anxiety. So at any, you know, you look at any cardiac unit, it's all people who have just been under tremendous amounts of stress for long periods of time. And then you add to that, you know, the typical American diet, which, you know, everybody collective shudder, it's just so far removed from what the human body actually functions on nutritionally. And, you know, if Susan's been so instrumental in educating me on just like the small changes that make up to big, big differences. And I know, I don't know how much time we've got before we go to break, but, you know, metabolic syndrome is significant in this country. It's costing us, you know, what do we say, $1 trillion?
Oh, incredible.
A year, which is 7% of the gross national product. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And until we get out there, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a grassroots or what we're going to have to do, but lightning's going to have to strike in Washington, D.C., and just make people understand that we can't keep medicating all the time. So, you know, when people, number one, get their blood work done, which you would be shocked at how many people, it's been 5-6 years since they had blood work done.
Oh, you know, yeah.
The insurance company pays for you to go once a year. So if you've got insurance, and if there's anybody out there listening that hasn't had their blood work done recently, you'd be amazed at what factors will change the blood work so quickly. So if you thought your cholesterol was fine 5 years ago, you need to go have that checked immediately.
So why don't we take a quick break now, and then we'll go in our last segment and talk about metabolic syndrome. Very interesting, and blood work, like you said, Journey. And of course, we have a special guest, Susan Allen, certified clinical nutritionist. And of course, this is Mind Your Body, starring Journey Reeves, fitness guru Journey Reeves, and we'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Birenbaum and Spiang relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Birenbaum and Spiang has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiang, CPA.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Mind Your Business every first Monday from
Mind
3 to 4.
Mind your body, Dave.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a show we had on Mind Your Own Business, and I was thinking of that. And it's Mind Your Body. What am I talking about? I'm integrating and confusing two shows, but Mind Your Business is off the air. Anyway.
It is? I didn't know.
Yes,
that.
And oh, now it is, because we want Mind Your Body.
Oh.
Mind Your Body, starring fitness guru Journey Reeves. No, it's not your fault at all. But yeah, so this is great. We have, of course, Susan Allen, certified clinical nutritionist, all the way from Illinois, where it's well, not even snowing.
It's not snowing.
This is even more exciting, and you have great restaurants in Chicago. So we, so Journey wants to talk some about metabolic syndrome, and blood work. I think you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I touched on it before the break that I work for Cigna, and one of the things we do is we do blood collection right then and there, and basically what we're doing is screening employees. And they're sitting down, and I'm pricking their finger, and I'm like, when's the last time you had your blood checked? And they get that look on their face like, no idea. No idea. I'm like, do you know what your cholesterol should be? No idea. Do you know what your triglycerides should be? No idea. Nobody knows, number one, why they're being tested or what those numbers should be. And, of course, you know, we're busy, and we go about our days, and we only go to the doctor when we're sick. So unless something is wrong, there's a real good chance that people have no idea what these markers are. So real quickly, metabolic syndrome, if you have two of the following, you are considered metabolically challenged, let's say that. Is that a good way to put it, Susan? You're metabolically challenged?
That's fine. That'll okay. do it. Yep.
I'm trying to make it simple for people to understand. So number, you know, at the top of the list would be high blood pressure. And I think Susan wants to talk a little bit about this. So we'll put that sort of at the top of the list. High fasting blood glucose numbers. Okay. High low density lipoprotein cholesterol and low HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol. Okay, and I'm shocked that when that machine comes up with an HDL of 15, we have to restick it because we don't believe that that's that low. And sure enough, I mean, 15, 17, wouldn't you say you've seen that, Susan?
It's not as common that it goes that low, but boy, if you do, that's trouble.
Yeah, and you know, we can't, obviously, sitting there, I've got 3 minutes to health coach them on what to do next. But yeah, exactly, it's not an easy job, but... they would never have known those numbers, okay? And so, Susan, if we just work on those for right now, when you meet with somebody and they're on several different medications for those four things, what is the first thing that you're going to say, do? What action do you take first? I wouldn't even know where to start with them.
Well, you know, first of all, you brought up a good point. There's a lot of people who maybe can be caught through a screening like what you do before they even get on those drugs, is because they've maybe got this silent metabolic syndrome, which puts them at increased risk for stroke, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and they may not even be aware of it because they even haven't had a screening or blood work done in a long time. And then again, you know, sometimes the doctor is caught the high cholesterol and maybe the blood pressure, but isn't looking at the other things. Maybe the blood sugar is on the higher end of normal, but I see a lot of doctors who don't bother with that until it really goes way high. Hemoglobin A1C is another pre-diabetic or diabetic marker, depending on the level at which it comes up, that isn't always done in standard tests. High insulin. Insulin is another marker that's not always done until blood sugar goes. If you could address the high insulin before the blood sugar goes crazy, that's also going to tell you that you're starting to have trouble balancing out your blood glucose or your blood sugar. By the time you're on medications for any or all of these, you're well past a point already. And what's worse is all the latest research on some of the statin class of low cholesterol lowering drugs is that drug class is now also increasing the risk for diabetes. So the very thing we're doing to help one issue is a drug that's also predisposing you to risk for another issue in the metabolic syndrome.
Potentially
world.
More deadly issue and more damaging issue, because
it really is.
Diabetes really is the ugliest, I think, of them all. It really is.
Right. It really is, and it can be something, if you ask me, except for the type 1 diabetes that we're often born with or manifest at a very early age. Type 2 diabetes is totally preventable in this country.
And say yes, that one more time, Susan.
It is totally preventable. No one has to get it. And if you have it, it doesn't mean you can't bring it back from the brink. And we have several patients here at Park Ridge Multimed we have brought back from a diabetic diagnosis. And maybe they weren't on insulin shots, and so they weren't that far gone. But we've been able to say, nope, it's not there anymore. You don't have the markers for it. So we're definitely sitting someone down, and we're coming up with a very detailed regimen that is going to support their exercise efforts, their stress reduction efforts, their dietary efforts, and looking at additional markers as well to see if they are nutritionally supported, in which case a lot of times we're bringing in some extra things like those B vitamins I said. There's not too many people on the face of the planet that don't need a good multivitamin, not just a one a day, but the kind that are meant to be better absorbed and maybe taken twice a day. They're appropriate for their sex. They're appropriate for their age. A little extra magnesium in some cases, along with the calcium, not just calcium. Fish oils help reduce triglycerides and control weight loss and depression. And there's plenty of things that cross over here and support the blood sugar control. And then a good probiotic is a good idea just to keep that gut flora balanced. And that's a good source of inflammation for people. So we're really working on all of these key areas with someone.
So omega-3 is good.
Omega-3s, absolutely. And not all omega-3s are created equal. So we're telling people, you know, try to eat the fish as much as possible. That would be like a salmon. But we want a farm-raised is out, wild-caught is in. We want this as clean and fresh fish as possible. But a lot of times people aren't eating fish, or they're not eating it often enough, or they don't always eat the good fatty fish. So we're saying, yes, those omega-3s. Lots of research out there. There's a lot of manufacturing differences in this country, and you can't always trust what's out there on the store shelves. There's a couple of really good brands. I have no vested interest in these companies at all, but Eskimo 3 is one really good brand of fish oil in a lot of research. Good, clean, and Nordic Naturals is another good brand as well. So lots of reasons to take omega-3s. We just don't have enough of it in our diet. We have way too many vegetable oils, and you end up with that ratio imbalance that just drives the inflammatory process.
And the big question is, king crab legs, good or not good?
Not as good as salmon, I'm afraid.
But still pretty good.
Better
good
than a burger, probably.
Yeah, better than a burger. Yes.
And there's the problem with the diet, is we see so many people who are unfortunately locked into some of the dietary recommendations that have been made for the last couple of decades. I believe in error, because again, you know, we've got everybody who's just been doing this really, really low fat, low calorie, low salt sort of business, and you look around and you still go, wait a minute, we still have all the cholesterols and the heart disease and the blood pressure issues, and so what good has this really been doing for us? So, you know, for instance, salt. Salt has got such a bad rap, but if you look at some of the latest research that's coming out, there was recently a meta-analysis done by the Cochrane Review, and it was big, involving over 6,000 subjects, found no strong evidence that cutting salt intake reduces the risk for heart attack, strokes, or death. You know, it's like it just didn't pan out the way we thought it would. And so, you know, for some people that are salt sensitive, yeah, you got a problem. And certainly there's a huge difference between, say, sea salt, very natural, rich, has all the rest of the minerals that came with the sea, very unrefined, unprocessed, and regular table salt, very overprocessed.
And Susan,
give you nearly the same.
Sorry to interrupt you, but can you believe it? We're out of time. We're going to have to do this again. How do people get in touch with you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Park Ridge Multimed, that's www.parkridgemultimed.com. We're in Park Ridge, Illinois. Phone number here, 847-232-9800.
Thank you so much,
Susan. You can access my webpage, too, www.mindbodyunlimited.com. She's got her own page on there.
Oh, so. I like it. Well, Susan Allen, thank you so much for being on Mind Your Body today. Journey Reeves, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
And we'll see you next month.
All right. Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Bye-bye.
And we'll see everyone tomorrow, Green Roundtable and The Bottom Line. And again, Journey Reeves, thank you so much. This was fascinating. Much needed information, and we'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
All right, bye-bye.